Good morning. On this President's Day, a winter storm warning is in effect for the southern part of Indiana. Forecasters are predicting heavy snow along and to the south of I-70 this morning. About 1 to 3 inches is predicted for most of the metro area around here in Indianapolis. Cold temps are expected to make the roads slick, and I can testify from my drive-in this morning, yes, they are. So be careful if you have to venture out in this winter blast. If you are getting out and about, a rally is planned at the State House today by parents and teachers calling for changes in education. Today is the first day state legislators can submit a plan to shorten the I-STEP test. Opponents of I-STEP say test-driven objectives have compromised the quality of education. Now, dozens of people gathered yesterday to honor a missing infant who's believed now to be dead. It was at Garfield Park where they released 800 balloons for Delano Wilson. The baby was just 6 weeks old when he disappeared last August, and his dad, Willie Wilson, reported Delano ripped from his arms and kidnapped in an attack in an alley. Now, Willie has been recently arrested and charged with his son's disappearance and murder. One person is in critical condition after being hit by a train. Officials say the CSX train hit a car at a railroad crossing near the intersection of Mass Ave and Commerce Street last night. The vehicle was pushed about 300 feet before the train could stop. Egypt is confirming that its Air Force has bombed ISIS targets in Libya today. The airstrikes came a day after the terrorist group released a video showing the beheading of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians in Libya on a beach near Tripoli. The White House has condemned the slayings, calling it an act of despicable and cowardly murder. Two people are in custody in Copenhagen, accused of helping terrorist Omar El Hussein killed two people in the Danish capital over the weekend. Police killed the 22-year-old El Hussein on Sunday after he killed one person and wounded two police officers at a synagogue. Police say he also killed another person and wounded several police officers when he opened fire on a free speech demonstration. People who didn't sign up for health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act are officially now out of time. The deadline to sign up for coverage came and went at 2:59 this early morning Eastern Time. Now, there was a glitch on the healthcare.gov website that wasn't allowing people to verify their income, but Health and Human Services says the problem was cleared up last night. Anyone who hasn't signed up by the time the clock ran out won't be covered this year and could face tax penalties. Congressman John Lewis is urging Americans not to forget about incidents like the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. On CBS's Face the Nation, Lewis cited improvements since the 60s, but said there's still work to be done before America can be considered colorblind. The Georgia Democrat was in Selma, Alabama, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of a march prompted by the shooting of voting rights activist Jimmie Lee Jackson by a state trooper. 50 Shades of Grey is the number one movie at the box office. The controversial film took in $81.6 million. The new R-rated action movie Kingsman: The Secret, featuring Samuel L. Jackson, takes the runner-up spot. And congratulations to the West. In last night's NBA All-Star game, they were the victors over the East in Madison Square Garden, 163-158. Cloudy, snowy, and slick today, a high of 21. But hey, don't let that stop you from having a great day. Make it a safe one as well as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and Old School, 106.7 WTLC, and right here online at tlcnaptown.com. I'm Kim Wells.